time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got three members of the Price City Youth Council. I've got the Price City Youth Mayor, Maddie Criddle. I've got the head of PR, Landry Anderson, and Price City Youth Council member, Tage Noyes. We've got a fun event coming up because it will be Easter soon. So we got to have an Easter egg hunt, right? The Price City Youth Council has sponsored this now for the last 3 years, had a lot of fun and a lot of success with it. So we're going to get some information and get that rolling. And first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave.
So, Maddie, we're going to start with you as the mayor.
Yes.
How are things going with the Price City Youth Council?
They're going so good. We've had a great year this year with a lot of really fun events that we've had. We've able to have people come out for. We had the Fall Festival, and we've had parades. It's been great.
Maddie, what we want to find out is, you know, if there's somebody out there, a parent or even a somebody in high school that's listening, you know what? What do you guys do as part of the Price City Youth Council? What do they plan? What do they do?
So the Price City Youth Council mission is to get youth out involved in our community. And that could mean just like our council going out and doing service projects and helping people around the community. But a lot of the time, it means people in our community coming out to our events and just having something to do on their free time to get them out of their houses and involved in the community.
And it's always a lot of fun. And I always think that one of the great things about the Price City Youth Council is that as the council and as council members, everybody kind of gets to plan or come up with one event. And then yes. The cool thing about that is they can actually go outside to their circle of friends that aren't really a member of the youth council and get their help to pull the event off, right? That's how this works.
Yes, we have a lot of involvement, not only from just our council, but from the people that our council loves.
And so this one's coming up. It's the third annual community Easter egg hunt. We're going to talk with Landry now about this. Landry, this is something that you guys have done, had a lot of traction, and had a lot of fun with this. It kind of went away a little bit. And what made the youth council be like, you know what, we need to get back to doing this?
So we decided we needed to get back to doing it because it had such a great turnout in the past. We decided, why not? It's something that you definitely don't want to miss out when you want to make sure your kids get to be involved with.
So it's always a lot of fun. And you guys, you were telling me that you guys have actually, from the money that you've raised throughout the year, you've bought all the prizes, you've bought all the everything with this to kind of kick this thing off. And this is going to be a great time on the 8th of April. And it's going to be up at the park. We'll get into that with Tage here in just a bit. But is this just like one thing that did somebody come up and say, you know what, let's bring this back? Or is this something that was kind of always on the back burner that you guys were going to bring back and you just kind of decided, well, let's do it?
It's kind of always been on the back burner, I would say. It's something our mayors have always planned. It's something fun and a good way to end the year as a council.
And so if you're looking for a good time, once again, this is for the youngsters to get out and have a good time. We're going to bring in Tage now. Tage, let's talk a little bit about the particulars of the hunt. Like, when is it? What time is it starting? There are age groups, all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, our third annual community Easter egg hunt is on April 8th at 11 a.m. at Washington Park. And we're splitting it into age groups from 0 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 12.
And you know what the amazing thing about an Easter egg hunt is? I always say that it is like the quickest 15 seconds in sport. When you let these kids go, and they just run and hide. Now, do you guys do a tougher job for the older ones hiding, or do you just hide them all at the same time? How does that all work? And do you have different sections of the park that are like going to be sectioned off for everybody?
We have different sections of the park sectioned off for different age groups, and the older the age groups get, the harder it will be.
The more difficult it's going to be. Like I said, if it keeps snowing like it is, you don't even need color eggs. You can just hide them in the snow, and they'd never find them. Until maybe International Days. That might be a little problematic. But anyway, so once again, give the rundown of this. It's going to be a lot of fun coming up on April 8th. One more time, tell everybody the times and all those good things.
The Easter egg hunt is on April 8th at 11 a.m. at Washington Park.
And all the age groups will go off at the same time, correct? Or are we going to brick them up a little bit?
we're going to break them up a little bit.
A little bit. All right. So head on up there. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's the third annual community Easter egg hunt at Washington Park in Price on April 8th, starting at 11. Now, before we get out of here, Maddie, you were saying the next big thing that's coming up is elections for Price City Youth Council.
Yes, elections are coming up. It's exciting season.
So what do, if there's somebody out there that wants to be a part of this or is interested in it, what do they need to do?
So first off, they need to be within our age range. So if you're a sophomore through a senior, then you can apply. And really what they need to do is just be on lookout at the high school for applications, along with our Instagram, which is Price Youth Council.
All right. And then the other thing, I was going to bring Landry back in, since you're PR, Landry. I know you guys have a Facebook page out there. How do people find that to get this information for this and all the other great things that the Price City Youth Council is going to do?
Yes. So we have Instagram, Facebook, and an email. You can reach out with questions and find more information, and it's all at Price Youth Council.
All right. There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in. Once again, we have Mayor Maddie Criddle, the head of PR, Landry Anderson, and Price City Youth Council member, Tage Noyes, talking about the upcoming Easter egg hunt going to be on April 8th at Price Washington Park starting at 11 o'clock. Get out and have a good time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.